T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us now is Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Hello, Ross. How are you?
Pretty good, although listening to you, it occurred to me, I feel like I've spent half my life reading or hearing about Odell Beckham Jr. practice or injury updates. It's really unbelievable. I mean, he has just not been able to stay healthy. And, you know, it's hard to know how much that versus some of the other stuff that's going on with him has prevented him from being what I think we all thought he could be. I mean, I remember his first couple of years thinking the guy could be like Jerry Rice. I mean, he was unbelievable those first 2 years.
He was amazing the first 2 years. Like you said, Jerry Rice, I mean, it was like as good as we've ever seen. And he can't stay on the field. It's funny because when they first traded him, we were so excited. We were pounding the table to trade for him. We were, before they even started as a rumor, Dustin and I were talking about it. Get him. And a couple people would call us and say, you know, he's injury prone. And I'm like, hey, the last couple of years. But it's, you know, his first few years, he was fine. Well, now it's a much longer track record. And now you couldn't trade you couldn't get anything for him.
No, you're right. There's certain guys that just, for whatever reason, they get injured a lot. I mean, Julio Jones is another one, but Julio has found a way to play in a lot more games than Odell has. And I think it'd also be a little bit different if Odell was super productive when he did play, but he's not really even that anymore. I'll be curious. I mean, I would imagine, barring something unforeseen, this is his last year in Cleveland, and I'll be fascinated to see sort of what the market is for him after this.
Ross, the big news of the day and of the week has been Baker Mayfield and the shoulder. He answered a ton of questions about it today. It's a short week. He says now he's got a fully torn labrum in his left shoulder. Said it was torn the first time, and of course he re-injures it again on Sunday. He says he's going to try to play. I'm surprised he's going to try to play with that shoulder. Being as jacked up as it is, what do you do if you're Baker Mayfield near the Browns?
Well, so number one, I will never, and I don't think anybody ever did anyway, but that is one tough dude, because that, you know, when he dove for that fumble, I knew his shoulder was messed up again. And for him to come back in that game, he is tough as nails, which I think is a great trait, and he should be commended for that. You can play with that as a quarterback. Obviously, you're throwing you're using the other arm to throw the ball, but it makes it harder, man. It makes it harder. Now, he did prove that he could play at a pretty high level in that game against the Chargers and at a high enough level to win. I guess I think there's going to be a really interesting question here for the Browns at some point over the next couple weeks, which is, do we continue to go with the injured Baker, or do we see what a healthy Case Keenum can do? And I don't know the answer to that. That's why Kevin Stefanski gets paid the big bucks. But it also would sort of help to answer how much value Baker really provides, a.k.a. how much better is he than sort of a replacement-level quarterback as you're trying to identify what kind of contract to give Baker. I know they don't want to go that route, but it could really help them answer those questions if it comes to that.
I agree with you, Ross. I just think, like, if they were going to do it, it seems like this would be the week to do it because it's a short week. So he's likely to, and he just kind of re-injured it. And then, you know, the next 3 weeks, you got the Steelers who are, you know, probably a little better than the Broncos. I still don't buy into the Steelers. Obviously, and then after that, you go on road games two in a row. So I would think this would be the game to do that if you were going to do it, wouldn't it?
I think it's a performance thing, Bull. I don't think it's a pain tolerance thing. I think he needs to have a couple of bad performances in a row. I don't know what that number is, 2, 3, 4, where they say, you know what? He is not giving us the best chance to win. I think, you know, they want him to play well. They want him to play through this and still show he can play at a high level and be that guy. And so they're going to keep him out there from an injury standpoint. I think it's really going to come down to a performance standpoint, and that will be a pretty intense conversation with Stefanski, Andrew Barry, even ownership, as to when to make that call. But we're putting the cart before the horse. I mean, maybe he plays great Thursday night, maybe he plays great the next couple of games. But if he doesn't, that's something they're going to have to really think hard about.
Ross, you played a lot longer than I did, but I had a bunch of injuries early in my career. And from my perspective, I always felt that when a player like myself or any player got a second opinion, the team didn't necessarily love that. Baker Mayfield's getting one on his shoulder. What was your experience with getting second opinions when you had an injury?
Yeah, so first of all, and I mean this sincerely, anyone listening, I highly recommend second opinions for almost anything. And, you know, not to get too personal, but, you know, family, friends, I just cannot even tell you how many times the second opinion, or third in some cases, has turned out to be the better one. And man, am I glad that we did that. You don't really think of it that way that much when you're in your 20s, which is why you kind of need your agent or your parents or someone to say, hey, you better get somebody else to look at that. The teams don't like it, but I think they're okay with it unless, you know, the guy ends up, you know, going with someone else for surgery and that kind of deal. But really, too bad. You know what I mean? Like, I've always felt any doctor or any team that doesn't like second opinions, I think that speaks to them a little bit. You know, I'm happy with my back surgery in Buffalo, but in hindsight, I wish I would have gotten a couple of opinions. You know, I did get a second opinion when my career ended with my neck, and I'm glad I got that, although Washington had already said that I should probably retire. I'm still glad I got that second opinion. So I think it's a smart move for Baker to get a second opinion. You know, none of these guys are perfect, and just hear what at least one other person has to say about it. You know, even if they just say the same thing the Browns do, it really reinforces it. It makes you feel better about, you know, the course you're electing to take.
We're talking with Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider. Ross, the Broncos are coming to town. We've referenced it, but specifically to this game, obviously the Broncos won their first three against three terrible teams, what, Jets, Giants, Jags, I think. And now they played better teams the last three games and lost three in a row. Even with the injuries, even with maybe no tackles, maybe no Odell, we don't know if Jarvis is coming back, no Nick Chubb, no Kareem Hunt, I still expect the Browns to win. They, you know, Baker's got to do what he's got to do, and they got to win this game at home. Is that an unfair expectation or no?
No, they have to win this game. I mean, it's too early in a 17-game slate to say it's a must-win game or it's an elimination game. But your chances of winning the division are going to be very small if you lose this game, because I would imagine Baltimore beats Cincinnati and gets to 6-1. Even if they don't, then you've got two teams that'll be at 5-2.
Right.
So if you fall to 3-4, it's just going to be an uphill climb because you don't even know when you're getting those guys back. You know, I'm kind of bummed out for you guys because you guys know I was as high as anyone. I thought the Browns were very much a Super Bowl contender, and it just stinks. The injuries are a huge factor. They haven't won the close games a couple times that could have been significant when they had those opportunities. And, you know, they're in a precarious position where this season could kind of get away from them. If they lose Thursday night, They got major, major problems. They have to win that game. And frankly, I think it's a toss-up game. I kind of like the Broncos with the points. But I do think that the Browns win a close one. Although I don't know what Von Miller is doing, coming out and saying he doesn't know
what
the tackle is. But why do these guys say things like this? I mean, listen. Already,
we love it.
You're going to have a plan for Von. He's a good player. You're going to make sure you have the back chipping or you slide to him a little bit. Why? And I know this is just his frustration talking after losing three straight, but why a guy would put a bullseye on himself like that is beyond me. I mean, all I can tell you is if I was the guard, you know, like Keller or Betonio, and we're sliding to Von, I would already try to give him a good shot. He's a good player. I'd try to hit him, try to help out the guy. Now, I would make it a point to try to seek out and destroy that dude any way I can. Any shot I can get on him in his kidneys, in his ribs, from the side, I am trying to do that because I don't like that he came out and said that. And by the way, like he's smart enough to know they have certain things they can do. They can bring the receiver or the tight end in short motion. He won't even realize they're doing it. And his first two steps, they'll just come crack him from the outside in. You know, they'll be high, so it won't be a low block. I think he's just frustrated, but I don't know why anybody ever puts a bullseye on themselves. You know what I didn't do, guys? I never did anything to get the D lineman going against me mad or to give him any bull. Like, I was already bad enough as it was. The last thing I needed to do was to get that guy madder at me than he already, and to really try to kick my you-know-what.
Yeah. Ross, I thought the Ravens win last week, and the Cardinals win certainly over the Browns was impressive. You know, the Bills beating the Chiefs. I thought the Ravens win over the Chargers was the most impressive win of the early campaign. Agree or disagree?
I would say Arizona's.
Okay.
Over
wow.
you guys. You know, Cleveland had only lost two games, right? They had lost at the Chiefs and at the Chargers in really close games. And I was extremely confident that the Browns were going to win that game because I think the Browns are or were really good and unlikely to lose two in a row. And I thought the Cardinals, they're good, but they're not like a 10-0, 12-0, 14. And this would be the game they would lose, right? Like, you know, playing at Cleveland, you know, you don't have your center, your coach is on the COVID list. Like, I really thought that was the game that the Cardinals would lose. And they didn't just win. They destroyed you guys. I mean, I watched that game. Chase Edmonds and James Conner are running the ball down the Browns' throat. The D-line is – now I will say this. You know, people say, oh, the Browns are without their top two tackles. Nope, they're without their top three. Big difference.
True.
Because the kids they have in there playing right now are not close to even Hubbard. You know, I mean, I don't know what Hudson was doing. He blocked the wrong guy a couple times. Like, they're just letting Marcus Golden come off the edge. I mean, it was bad. It was really bad. But for the Cardinals to go in there, what was the score, 37-14, and you guys got a Hail Mary? I mean, that was totally demolished them. So I would say Ravens and Cardinals, both impressive, but the Cardinals to do it on the road under the circumstances, I thought was probably the most impressive win of the season. I was really impressed. They destroyed the Browns Sunday.
They really did. When you look at this division right now, the Browns technically are in last place. I know you and I have both been in agreement that we don't believe in the Bengals, and you know, even though they dominated, a win over the Lions is not going to change anybody's opinion. But if they beat the Ravens this week, that would change an opinion.
Well, I'm already believing in the Bengals now.
Okay.
I mean, the Packers game goes to overtime. They could have easily won it.
Yeah.
And then I actually thought Detroit had a great chance to beat them.
Okay.
And sort of similarly to how I feel about the Cardinals. I know Detroit's not very good, but they've been in every game. You know, Tucker doesn't make a 66-yarder, they beat the Ravens. The Bengals went in there. Their defense is much better. Their O-line's getting better. Their young skill is as good as any in the league. I'm believing in the Bengals right now. I think it's back to you know, the Carson Palmer, Dalton years where it feels like the Bengals are going to be a perennial playoff contender. I mean, the AFC North doesn't have any chumps anymore. It makes it really like the no chump divisions are rough.
Yeah, it's a good point, right? I mean, Brown's schedule, and really the only chump they're playing the whole rest of the season is the Lions. I mean, the Broncos are probably the second worst team they're playing the rest of the year. Because, you know, the Steelers and the Bengals and Ravens and the Packers and the Patriots. I mean, the Patriots aren't great, but I don't know. I think the Lions are the only chump they play in the last 11 games. Love that term, chump.
I don't think it's easy when you have a division where everybody's good. It makes it really tough because you need those wins. You know, like you need one or two like wins that aren't the toughest, and you don't have that in the AFC North anymore. You don't have it in the NFC West. You know, those teams tend to beat each other up a little bit, which is another reason why the Cardinals 6-0 record right now is so impressive.
Ross, great man as always. We appreciate it.
All right, see you, dudes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.